Welcome to the Vanguard Radio Show. I am your host, Terry Pavlik, Editor-in-Chief of Vanguard Magazine. We have an exciting show for you this week. And now over to Nestor Arellano.
To start today's show, we have with us John Jones, Group Publisher of Vanguard Canada. John has some exciting news to share about our upcoming C4ISR event. So over to you, John.
Thanks very much, Nestor, and I'm really excited to talk about another event that is being produced by Vanguard Media. It's called C4ISR and Beyond, and it's taking place April 20th in Ottawa. In the fast-paced environment of C4ISR, there's no time for delay. The C4ISR and Beyond 2016 event is designed to bring to the forefront the emerging technologies that are coming into play to meet the demanding needs and challenges of Canada. This is a wonderful opportunity to hear about new technologies and capabilities, to hear from military personnel on what Canada is looking to invest in to better support and enhance its C4ISR systems and capabilities, and to understand the tools and the different types of products that are available to offer solutions for military operations. It's also a wonderful networking opportunity. Registration is now open, and we'd like to also thank our sponsors who make these wonderful events possible, Thales, DRS, and Hunter Communications. And now back over to you, Nestor, to hear the news of this week.
Thanks, John. A couple of weeks ago, Vanguard launched a new series called Game Changers. It's our way of recognizing the individuals and organizations who have introduced transformative innovations and ideas in the defense industry. If you take a quick glance right now at the slider on our website, you'll find our story on Brian Frank and Nick Topolovic of Waterbridge Creative Media. These two gentlemen are part of a Montreal-based team that use its video and social media expertise to create an online curriculum which helps former military personnel transition to civilian life. Other game changers we've profiled include Nicole Birkin, founder and president of OMX. OMX is a secure, subscription-based software platform which serves as a web-based matchmaker for companies and government agencies seeking products and services. Check out our Game Changers section on the Vanguard website. There, you'll find other game changers like Tim Page, the Vice President of Government Relations for C-SPAN, Mike Greenley, Vice President and General Manager of CAE Canada, and George C. Carpenter, President and CEO of Mind Analytics. Our Game Changers series contains interesting anecdotes, inspiring stories, and thought-provoking insights into some of the individuals and companies that are transforming the industry. In other developments, Vanguard recently visited the new Training and Simulation Engineering Center of ADGA in Kingston. Click over to our story, ADGA opens new lab near CAF base Kingston. You'll find a number of cool photos on how ADGA is providing the military with an effective, affordable, accessible, and efficient simulating training system. You'll never guess which general was really happy in trying his hands on the new Lab 6.0 gunnery simulator. Yes, he was happy. We got photos to prove it. Now for our final story today. Chief of Defense Staff General Jonathan Vance recently signaled what could be a very important policy development on the part that unmanned aerial vehicles or drones will play in the Canadian military. If you remember, back in January, Vanguard reported on the resurrection of the Joint Unmanned Surveillance and Tactical Acquisition System, or the JUSTICE project. That story, armed drones to play a greater role in Air Force, showed that the JUSTICE request for information clearly stated that the armed forces is not only looking for drones with ISR capabilities, but it's also looking for drones with precision strike capabilities. In this week's Vanguard story, titled Canadian Military Needs Armed Drones, General Vance himself makes it very clear before the Senate Defense and Security Committee what type of drones the military needs. If the armed forces is going to be using UAVs, they have got to have the capacity not just to conduct surveillance, but they also need to be able to strike at the enemies, according to Vance. Why is this important? Well, prior to this public statement, many industry pundits have said that it was more likely that Canada would be deploying surveillance UAVs within the country and in combat zones abroad. Canada, many thought, would not likely follow the lead of the United States, which has been using armed drones against terrorist targets for some years now. Certainly not, many thought, especially when you consider the flak that the U.S. has received for reported civilian casualties attributed to their drone strikes. But this latest report changes everything. Well, if our military will be using armed drones, then clear policies for their use, as well as the legal framework for government accountability, are needed. This is certainly something that Vanguard will continue to monitor. Well, that's it for now for our Vanguard podcast. We'd like to thank John for letting us know more about the exciting C4ISR event coming up on April 20th. To register, simply click on the link below. Well, we hope you enjoyed our summary of the latest stories on our website. This is Nestor Aureliano saying goodbye for now, and we hope you tune in again next time on the Vanguard podcast.